So half an hour of awareness-based meditation. Okay, you can do the formal meditation half an hour. Then you want to do walking, combined with lying down, sitting, up to you. Okay, or you want to do bowing, walking, then lying down, up to you. But you can in one posture, 30 minutes. Okay, always remember the four support to help develop the awareness-based meditation. So awareness-based meditation is to develop stability or awareness within you. When you are aware, you don't think. There is no thought. That is basically what sati is. Sati is awareness before the knowing, before the arising of thought process, before the arising of the aggregates of mind. To perceive, to feel, to think, or to become conscious. So awareness-based meditation is basically just to be aware. Awareness, pure awareness, pure consciousness without the content. Means no thinking, no aggregates of mind, no thought process, no activity. So the four support are relaxed completely, body and mind. Be at ease. Then let things be. Don't try to know. Don't try to do anything. The trying to know and the trying to do is always by the thought, creating thought activity, making the thought active again. When thought arise, you cannot be mindful. Always remember. Just relax, then silence everything. Don't try to know, don't do anything. Maintain awareness. Whatever arises, aware. Yeah. It can be a tactile vibration or hearing sound vibration. Aware, finish. Or it can be anything, feeling sensation. The floor, which is cool, or the environment. Then the thought process, when they arrive, aware, finish. Don't follow. Don't allow it to distract you or create proliferation of continuous thinking, heedless thinking. These are most dangerous habitual tendency for common people who didn't train their mind. They think a lot. Yeah, they worry a lot. They have a lot of issue, unfinished business, problems. That's why they keep on thinking, thinking, worrying, worrying. But to manage it is to reverse all this. That these are heedless living. We have to develop ability to silence, to be aware, to be mindful. Then the third support is to maintain the awareness or mindfulness within for as long as you can. And when you are able to do it, the awareness nature will surface. Then you will understand how you become a human being. How from that nature thought arise. How from that nature all of aggregates of mind arise. That's how you know the world. That's how you interact with the world. That's how you become what you are. Because you have a physical body with the senses, with the memory, with the brain. And the brain is the one responsible for thought creation. Your thought is mainly respond to your memories. When you accumulate a lot of this type of memory, especially psychological memory, fear, worry, anxiety, insecurity, phobia, scars of memory, they will arise. So this is what you're supposed to realize for yourself. I share all this is to guide you, but don't go and look for it. Stabilize your awareness, my friend, then you will understand what I say. Then the awareness nature will see all these type of things. Then you really, really understand who you are, what you are, and how you function as human beings. Okay? You can slowly, mindfully, Come out to awareness-based meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. The moment you come out, clearly develop the awareness. From the awareness, silent, and do everything with the silent awareness. Then you will know how, from your awareness mind, you come out to the normal conscious mind before the mundane mind activity starts. So learn to slowly see all this. Initially, like your movement is naturally towards the tendency of like the movement more slow, but it's not you slowing it down. It's because the awareness and the thing that just developed is like that. So if it's not slow initially, when you are not stabilizing, you cannot be with the moment. You understand? The awareness and the kaya cannot move as one. Later on, once you have stabilized, the mind enters the, then no need to do anything. Everything is very natural. The awareness and the kaya become one. Means that is kaya nupassana sati. So when you anchor your mind to the kaya, then you will stop thinking. Stop in the sense that because when you are aware of this specific kaya movement, you cannot think unless you are lost in thought. You are not aware. Excuse me. So all this, you have to pay attention. Then from now onwards, slowly, mindfully, everything you do, aware. Yeah? Even when you come out, think slowly. All of your action, every moment, you know, like bending, turning, everything. Then even your head. Then blinking of the eye, it will happen. Most people who are not mindful, they hardly aware that their eye blink. How many times it blink, whether they don't know. But when you are aware, you start to be aware of moving. Then all of your movement, awareness is there. Even your sight, movement, turning, all awareness is there. To see, looking for aware. Bending, stretching, turning, aware. Everything you do, aware. Okay?